I'm happy to introduce our first speaker in the morning, who is, you can already see, is all set up here. Well, I'm going to go and hand it over to Leonard to open us up and open, kick off the distributions dev room for the day. You can take it over from here.
I have this. Does it actually work? It works, right? Hi, good morning, and thank you for waking up so early for me. Much appreciated. It was hard for me. I know it was probably hard for you as well. Today I'm going to talk about TPMs and UKIs and immutable identities. I actually have a second talk later today in the boot and init track. So the topics are kind of related. But there I want to talk more about the early boot stuff, and here I want to focus on stuff, what it actually all means for distributions. So yeah, UKIs, TPMs, immutable identities, and full disk encryption. I think this is where we should be going in the Linux distribution world, but of course I am not the Linux distribution world, so in this talk I kind of want to like explain how, what I think might be next steps for distributions that actually want to adopt all this. To start out with, like, this is a fairly technical talk. I'm pretty sure some of you at least have some rough idea about what I'm going to talk about. But just to get you up to some level at least that you have a chance to follow, let's go through a couple of very basic vocabulary in what I'm talking about. So first thing, Secure boot, like many of you probably came into contact with that. It's the thing where during boot, all the various binaries that are part of the boot process are signed cryptographically, and the firmware from early on makes sure that only properly signed stuff is run. The signing keys for that are kept by Microsoft, so it's like a centralized authority kind of thing. Um,